Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I'm here with Fred McIntyre, a VP at CBS Interactive Music Group, in which Last.fm sits. I'm here at the Changing Media Summit. Fred, I sort of pitched you kind of a naughty question at the stage, and I suggested that the integration of Last.fm over the last couple of years since the acquisition in 2007 hadn't gone very well. What's your view on that?
Well, I can't really have much of a view about what has happened in the past because I wasn't at CBS. I've been at CBS since October of last year. So what I can talk about is what we're gonna, where we're going, you know, constructively and positively with Last.fm, because it is essential to our strategy. I think I think essential is the word that I used earlier. Right now, we have seen very healthy organic growth with Last.fm in the U.S. in particular. U.S. is now about a quarter of Last.fm's overall audience. Our internal metrics peg the U.S. audience at about 10 million uniques a month. If you use ComScore and you use Mediametrics numbers, they peg it, I think in January, it was just under 6 million uniques and around 70 million page views, I think was a ComScore number. By way of comparison, that's bigger than MSN Music in the U.S. and it's almost twice as many page views. We think that Last.fm solves a fundamental user problem, and that's why we're so focused on it. As I share with you, users engage with music consumption across multiple services today, whether it's their own library and a media player or a device like an iPod and iTunes or a Zune and Windows Media Player or Winamp and whatever, whether it is what they do with online services like in the UK it could be Spotify or We7, in the US it might be Lala or some other service. Because users are engaged across multiple services, their activity in those services is siloed and isolated. And you can talk to people and they'll say, well, I go to this service to listen to this kind of stuff, and I go to this other service to do this other thing, and then I've got a bunch of old stuff on my computer that I listen to. But it's all disconnected. What Last.fm does is it ties all those pieces together.
And, you know, Last.fm Radio operates a subscription-only service now in the US and the UK and Germany.
No, we have free radio services in the US, UK,
sorry,
and Germany.
I meant outside of those three territories.
Rest of world is subscription.
Yeah, so how is that going? You spoke a little bit about numbers there, both uptake and revenue.
So currently the subscription business drives about a quarter of Last.fm's revenue. Our plan is to be profitable with Last.fm in 2010, so this year. And, you know, we're very bullish on the subscription service. We'll be rolling out some new features around the subscription service later in Q2. And our goal is to grow the number of subscribers we have everywhere in the world and to grow the number of subscribers we have not only on the PC platform, but also on device platforms, mobile, that type of thing.
And that was currently tens of thousands of subscribers?
Yeah, it's a high tens of thousands today.
What is Last.fm's USP within the group? You know, is it a social platform? Is it a music site? Is it like a marketing opportunity? Is it all three?
It's certainly all three. Again, you know, when I go back to Scrobbling, the goal there is to make it ubiquitous and to have this be the connective tissue between all music experiences. We do provide consumption experiences. It's sort of one end of the spectrum, but we also provide event information and recommendations. We provide music information and recommendations, so it's across that full spectrum, right? Starting with effortlessly taking a user's activity, putting them in control of that activity, giving them the recommendations, all the way up to personalized radio experiences that we do quite well.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, Fred.
Thank you for